Time now for World Sport from the BBC. Hello from me, John Bennett. Coming up, will the Bahrain Grand Prix go ahead? We'll hear from the head of Formula One. Roberto Di Matteo lauds Frank Lampard after the midfielder makes history with his 150th Premier League goal.
He's been a tremendous servant for this club over the years and for the Premier League, and he keeps playing and scoring goals for this club, and it's good that he's in our team.
And in cricket, the West Indies look for help from the pitch as they strive for victory over Australia in the first test. But first to Formula One, and the head of F1, Bernie Eccleston, has admitted the teams will have the final say over whether or not they compete in the Bahrain Grand Prix. Eccleston was speaking after learning of the latest outbreak of violence in the Arab state, which saw 7 policemen injured in a bomb attack. Last year's race was cancelled following civil unrest in the country, and both opposition groups in Bahrain and human rights activists elsewhere have called for the race, due to be held later this month, to be cancelled. Eccleston expects the race to go ahead.
If a number of teams, prominent teams, said, we do not wish to take part in the event, we would obviously say if they're not going to take part in it, we can't force them to take part. They would be in breach of contracts with us if they didn't. But we would deal with that matter in a separate issue. It depends what their opinion's based on. If it's based on reports in newspapers, difficult, because one of the teams sent a person over there recently, and I've spoken to them today, actually. They said everything's perfect, there's no problem. They've been to the circuit, they've been everywhere in Bahrain, and they're very happy.
Now to football, and Frank Lampard has earned himself a place in the history books.
Lampard steps up and scores his 150th Premier League goal, and it's a crucial goal for Chelsea in the race for the top four. In the final seconds of the first half, it's Fulham 0, Chelsea 1.
That goal saw the England international become the first midfielder in history to reach that milestone in the Premier League, but it wasn't enough to earn his side 3 points in the race for Champions League qualification. Clint Dempsey earned Fulham a 1-1 draw late in the second half at Craven Cottage. Chelsea stay sixth. Their manager Roberto Di Matteo says a thrilling finish to the season is on the cards.
It's exciting, you know. We are in all this competition and we're fighting on all fronts, and it's fantastic to be involved in all these games. No, we take each game as it comes, and one by one. So we're going to focus now on the next one next Sunday and try to win that one.
That draw allowed Tottenham to stay fourth, but they're in danger of losing their place in next season's Champions League. Spurs suffered a shock 2-1 defeat to Norwich on Monday. Their manager, Harry Redknapp, believes that only perfection from now until the end of the season will secure his side a top four finish.
That's how it goes. It's a bad day for us, but we've got to pick ourselves up. We've got a cup semi-final against Chelsea Sunday, and then we've got 5 big games to go. We've got to look to win, you know, really look to win all 5 games. It's all square. We're all level with us and Newcastle and them. It's now the team that has the best last 5 games, so we've got to make sure it's us.
Redknapp mentioned Newcastle there. Alan Pardew's side took full advantage of drop points elsewhere to move level on points with Tottenham after victory over Bolton. The first goal was scored by Hatem Ben Arfa, and today's papers in France are calling it Maradona-esque, magical and phenomenal.
Lovely turn by Ben Arfa. This is promising for Newcastle. Ben Arfa still going. Ben Arfa all the way!
Oh!
What a goal! What a goal by Ben Arfa! A moment of sheer quality! Breaks the deadlock at St. James's Park!
Yes, that 2-0 win makes it 5 victories in succession for Alan Pardew's side. Goalkeeper Tim Krul says the club are confident they can qualify for the Champions League.
The belief is there. We've gone on a fantastic run so far. The last 5 games been immense, and team spirit, belief, everything is there to push on. And what an opportunity in 2 weeks' time against Stoke at home. That's another winnable game for us, you know. So the most important thing is keep the pressure on the top teams and hopefully slide in last week.
Now, after he apologised for getting sent off for the 3rd time this season against Arsenal in the Premier League at the weekend, what does the future hold for Mario Balotelli? His manager Roberto Mancini has admitted the Italian may well have played his last game for Manchester City. And the Italian press believe that AC Milan are a probable destination for the forward this summer. Balotelli, for his part, says he'll speak to the club at the end of the season to determine his future. Journalist Federico Farcumeni from Radio Mana Sport in Italy says the Milan might well be the only side willing to take a chance on the controversial player, and he certainly wouldn't be welcomed back at their city rivals Inter.
they don't want him back because most of them doesn't even want to see a picture of Balotelli, and most people really believe that AC Milan should be his next team for several reasons, because you know, he supported them as a boy, and Inter fans would never forgive him for having shown the, you know, the shirts, the AC Milan shirts on TV. And also AC Milan, you know, the dressing room is definitely more unified. You would never have the burden of responsibility on his shoulders. And also the general belief in Italy is that if not even Jose Mourinho saved him when he was at Inter Milan, then nobody else really can. Because the question is how Balotelli would behave with some more inexperienced manager like, you know, Stramaccioni at the moment, or, you know, even Bielsa in the future if Bielsa makes it to Inter Milan. So these are really major doubts. And AC Milan seem to be tailored suit for him.
Later on Tuesday, Blackburn Rovers play Liverpool at Ewood Park. Rovers will be aiming to halt a run of three successive defeats, which has seen them push back into the bottom three. Australia's A-League is in turmoil after the owner of the Newcastle Jets handed back the club's licence due to a breakdown with Football Federation Australia. The Hunter Sports Group, owned by mining businessman Nathan Tinkler, released a statement on Tuesday saying it would not be fielding a team next season. It comes less than a week after the FFA announced it was bankrolling a new club in Western Sydney to fill the void after it revoked the A-League licence for Gold Coast United. A breakaway league has been suggested, and ABC Radio's Ned Hall says that more and more club owners are growing frustrated with the FFA.
These guys are powerful men. They're used to getting their own way, and essentially they were being asked to contribute without having any say in what was actually happening in the running of the league. And I think that's where their frustrations have borne out. Now, there are a few other clubs around. You've got the Perth Glory, who are still in the finals race at the moment. They're funded by a guy called Tony Sage, who has also had a few murmurings of walking away from the game in the past. You've got a wealthy Russian owner who owns Sydney FC, although they have got connections to the A-League chairman, Frank Lowy. You've got wealthy Indonesian owners who own the Brisbane Roar. They have also been a little bit unhappy with the FFA's role and their role in running the game. So there is a big problem for the FFA at the moment in terms of the wealthy backers who fund these clubs feel they have no say in the way that the league's being run, and therefore they are rebelling at the moment.
Well, the FFA have released a statement. They say they don't accept that the Newcastle Jets have the right to return their A-League licence. To cricket now, the West Indies may well get some help from the pitch as they look to force a result in the first test with Australia in Barbados. The hosts have enjoyed the better of the match so far and reduced the tourists to 248/5 at stumps on day three, having declared on 449 in their first innings. An excellent innings from Michael Clarke had threatened to curtail their progress, but he was eventually removed for 73. Our reporter Fazir Mohammed was watching at the Kensington Oval. He says there's enough in the wicket to give the West Indies a chance of victory.
It could do them some favours. The pitch is deteriorating. There's a lot more assistance for the slower bowlers, but it isn't breaking up as you would expect on some of the other pitches around the world, the subcontinental pitches, and not becoming dust bowls like those. But clearly there is something for the bowlers, but it still is going to involve a tremendous amount of work. For the West Indies to get 20 Australian wickets will be extremely difficult, but they've already exceeded expectations on this tour, in this series and in this test match, and you certainly can't rule out the West Indies really trying hard for press for victory on the fifth and final day.
Finally, basketball and the NBA, where the LA Lakers struggled again without their star player Kobe Bryant, although they did manage to end a two-game losing streak. The Lakers edged to a 93-91 victory over the Eastern Conference's lowest-ranked team. That's the New Orleans Hornets. You can get more on all of those stories on our website. That's bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest world sport